golf cart and all that magic.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I have two new questions.
Okay.
So I work with Coug Radio. It's a student-run radio station at University of Houston.
Nice.
So, yeah, so I'm a senior. I'm the web director. So okay. I just wanted to ask y'all a few questions.
No problem.
So I know y'all are working with Disclosure. So how was the experience of collaborating with them on their new album?
Really fun. Honestly, they're great guys. It's been really nice to just kind of get to know them more on a personal level, but they're also just so talented. And, you know, it was a very quick session. Like, we really just, like, kind of had an idea of what we wanted to do, and they knew what they wanted to do. And they write with this other guy, Jimmy Napes, a lot, so he was in the session as well. And, you know, it kind of just happened, and they took it away and kind of worked on it, and then I went back and like did the second verse after, like, a couple weeks later, and then it was done. I was kind of like, it was the only time I've ever done a song that it's only taken like 2 days. Normally I'm always with it, so it was interesting. It was cool.
So Lucas, you're more of the production side. So where do you get your inspiration for your production?
You know, everywhere, just like a lot of the music I grew up on. You know, I'm always like on the internet, just like checking out new stuff, like dudes on SoundCloud, or just even looking up like any old school music I just haven't heard yet. But yeah, I'm always just digging for, you know, new things, new inspiration.
Cool.
Yeah.
So just out of curiosity, how did you all come up with the name Lion Bass?
We kind of, when we were starting off, we had a song, and we were just kind of thinking of, like, you know, in order to, like, be a band in general, you have to, like, be on Google and, like, have your socials up and stuff. So we needed a name, and he's a Leo, I'm a Gemini, and that kind of, like, there's a duality within the name. And we also like that it's kind of ambiguous, because things like the Eurythmics are, like, you know, Gnarls Barkley, or just things that you think it might be one person, but then it's Bigger or Blondie or something
Yeah.
So we love that kind of concept. And then we both love animals. I'm kind of obsessed with animals, and a lion is definitely one of my spirit animals, so it kind of just fit. And it was a little weird, but it's working.
Capitalized too, so is there a reason?
We just liked how it looks.
Looks better.
I think it looks better.
Yeah.
And it just looks so, like, more like, because the logo kind of came from my handwriting, and I usually write cap. Like,
that's
cap.
What's on the jaw high, is that the logo? Like the
The neon sign.
Yeah, cool. So, I was reading somewhere that y'all, that Childish Gambino approached y'all for the collaboration on Jump High.
Yeah. We, like, kind of, like, met him. He wanted to collaborate in general.
Okay.
But then we played him that song, and then once he heard it, he was like, oh man, this one, though, I really love. And when we were just kind of thinking about, oh, we'd love to put a rapper who makes sense, and then we already had the thing going with him, so he killed it.
Great song.
Thank you.
So is that, like, one of your favorite, what's your favorite collaboration that you've done?
They've all been great, you know. That one was awesome. You know, when we collaborated with Pharrell, that was, like, amazing, too. It was, like, total, like, dream, you know, just to be able to work with someone who is such a big influence on you, you know, and, like, all the music we grew up on. But, yeah, you know, we've been really lucky to collaborate with some awesome people, just even other producers and writers, like, friends of ours who we work on music with. You know, it's been, it's always awesome.
I would say Josh.
Josh
and Joel. We have, like, two friends that are our age that are just, like, you know. It's just like we all started at the same place, and now it's always nice, and it's always like a specific sound that we make with them, so that's always fun. Good friends.
Okay, so question for both of y'all. Who is your biggest inspiration? Like, music-wise, like, who do you look up to when you first started listening to music, or now, or anything?
I mean, we always are really bad at answering this question because we have so many influences, like, on a daily basis, but there isn't one specific person. I think, like, there's definitely eras. Like, I think we both love soul, kind of like 70s vibes, just because our parents, like, played a lot of that music when we were growing up. And then when it comes to, like, I feel like inspirations, I think about a lot of the people that were really great at show performers, like anyone from, like, Prince or Bowie, or even going back to, there's, like, a Josephine Baker, she's a dancer, and I really love her work. So yeah, it kind of just ranges, but just people that do interesting stuff and are unique.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pick one, but, like, I guess for me, it's, like, anyone who, like, really, well, I mean, all artists, they create their own sound, but like when you think of certain people like, I don't know, like George Clinton or Prince or Dr. Dre or anyone like that, people who like, you know, they created this whole block of music, whether like they were working with other artists or just even different bands all within their own thing, you know what I mean? It's just like totally like their sound, but yeah, guys like that, you know.
We met through basically my mom's best friend's son. Went to college with him.
Wow. Okay.
And we met like randomly at a party. I was a senior in high school looking for schools. Hello. And he was a freshman. I met him like at my first college party ever. And I went to the New School in New York. But basically at the time I was like looking just to see where I wanted to go. And went to a party. Was really bored. The music that was playing was his music, so I quickly went over and just introduced myself about his music. We didn't talk for about 4 years, and then he's from New York, so the same guy that had introduced us at the same time, like I saw him again, and then they were still friends. It was just kind of like New York, I'm sure any city, but like, you know, circles are very close, so if you know someone, you're bound to run into them again, and then we just kind of ran into each other again. And then he helped me, he scored a dance piece, like, for me, because I was a dancer at school, so I needed an original music thing, and he was kind of the only person I could think about that I was like, oh yeah, he's a producer, and now he lives in New York, so he did that, and then we just kind of started talking about music, and now we're here. Yeah, it was very random.
Yeah, I guess it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's good. Good stuff.
So, based in New York City, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. So, what... Like, I know you're, like, neopop, like, how you would describe the genre? That's what I've seen. I mean, neopop,
yeah,
like,
I mean, I don't really think we're neo-soul or, like, pop. I don't know. It's just, sometimes we say future soul. You know, it's just, it's always a tough thing to be put into that, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I guess we just do soul music, whatever that is now. Like, I guess if you had to put a thing on iTunes, it probably... go under the R&B category if they had to stick something on it, but
Would you call like alternative R&B?
I definitely think we're left of center. I think there's themes that people like. I think I understand why people would put it in the pop spectrum. I understand why they put it in like a soul thing, but I think we also have just such a small body of work out right now that I'm looking forward to seeing like kind of how people will identify us after our album, because I think just we have a lot of eclectic influences, so a lot of songs, they sound very separate, but I do think it's all rooted in soul, like,
yeah,
soul music,
all
soul, like, bigger than just like that thing, but like, you know, I feel like soul is kind of just like the essence of something, so that's, we're just trying to like capture the vibe, the feeling of how Lion Babe feels. I think that is consistent, but the actual song is different.
So as I was saying, so like New York City is a huge place for music. How did you make your sound stand out from the rest?
I don't know. It's never really been like a thing where like we really thought about it that much. I think it's just the combination of what Jill does and what I do, and when you just mix them together, just that's what's unique about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have an upcoming album.
We do.
Right? So what can you tell us about that?
Finishing it up.
Finishing it up.
Is there a release date, or is that still?
I think
it's in the works.
Early next year.
Early next year. Yeah. I know it's like we never can say anything because we don't actually know yet. So we don't want to like say something preemptively and then it's not what it is. But it's going to be very exciting, and we're really excited to share it. We've been working very hard on it.
Is it more experimental, or is it like the same kind of sound?
I
was just saying it started from like, we kind of started making the album like from day one, from when we started, because, you know, we were a brand new band, so we had to get to a point where we had a lot of material to even start kind of seeing what that would be. But I think we've had certain songs that have just like, we knew, oh, whenever we put out our first album, this would be on it. So I think we've grown a lot, and also co-productions have definitely expanded our sound. So there's, I think there's things on it that people might expect, and then there's things on it that people might not expect. So
there's some exciting features.
Working on that too.
Yeah. maybe some new stuff that pops up like last minute, but but it's definitely just like, it's a progression from the EP, you know. There's definitely some vibes, but it's just where we're at right now.
Changes. I think Lion Babe is a very personal experience for both of us, and like, you know, we definitely try to hold on to just like our uniqueness and you know, being able to kind of follow your own rhythm and what you want to say and what you want to do, and to feel good about that and making that choice, and you know, hopefully inspiring other people to do the same, you know, and not feel like there is limitations, because there really isn't, and you know, there's always a way to do something you want to do, and it might not turn out the way you think, but just to really like, just more positivity in the world about yourself, having self-awareness, and just feeling like, why not give it a try.
Yeah, definitely embracing your own uniqueness, and I mean, that's what we try to do with ourselves, you know, is embrace ours. It's just like, that's, you know, it's usually what cool things come out of, different things, new things, so, you know, always just push that. Yeah.
Awesome, thank you.
No problem, thank you.
Yeah,
it should be fun. Oh, good. Cool, I know, man. It's going to be hot, hotter than right now, which is already hot. I regret wearing pants.
Yeah, these chairs are a little
low. Oh, my God, no, I had jean shorts in the last.